Proclaiming truth to restore life and liberty. This is The Future of America with your hosts, Ramon and Nena Arias. They have proclaimed truth for over 30 years in many nations of the world and now endeavor to restore the values of the biblical worldview that made the United States of America the most powerful nation in the world. Ideas have consequences. They are passed on from generation to generation, forming the culture of a society. To eradicate error, the moral and ethical principles of the Bible must be firmly established in the heart and mind of each individual. Discover how to apply biblical principles to transform your world. And now your hosts, Ramon and Nena Arias.
In the Christian world, is getting ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus. That is because it's the tradition. And there's nothing wrong with celebrating a very important figure in history and what it means. But different religions see Jesus in a different way and they project him in a different way within their own religions, what to say about other ideologies they profess not to be religious. So we are going to do this program. It's about the biblical Jesus. So let us be mindful that we are surrounded by many influential religions, not counting the religion of atheism. So, we pray and hope that this will enrich our lives. I'm Ramon Arias.
And I'm Nena Arias, and it is my pleasure to welcome you once again to this program, The Future of America.
The famous saying, "All roads lead to Rome," is used many times to indicate the different ways that can be implemented to arrive at the same result. That is being used for as long as I can remember, and it's been a while. The Roman Republic, which later became the Roman Empire, greatly depended upon their well-engineered roads. During that time, all roads, of course, led to Rome, where the central power of government was. So the roads went from Rome to the different regions that they dominated. That's why they're saying, all roads lead to Rome. And they were well made, as I just stated a moment ago. For those who compare the Roman version with all religions lead to God are far from being accurate. Think for a moment. If it is true that all religions lead to God, this means that we must accept that all religious founders are alike. They all have the truth from their perspective. And after all, we are going to arrive at the same place with God and enjoy Him forever and ever from their perspective. If that was true, then I'm sure you would agree with us that the coming of Christ, it really does not make any sense for Him to go to the cross and pay for a price that it was not needed because the other leaders, well-known leaders that established world religions, they die just like any other mortal. But Jesus is set apart from all of them. The known major religions of the world, from the oldest to the youngest, are Hinduism, Judaism, Buddhism, Christianity, and Islam. In that order, according to history. And let me give you a little perspective. We're not going to go in depth, but enough so we can see all these religions because, like I mentioned earlier, they dominate the landscape of the human race. So we need to know what's out there, and especially that this nation has opened her arms for over 100 years to all religions, all ideologies, we need to know what we're dealing with. Hinduism is the oldest and has many dates, but the one that is more prominent is that it was established in 1750 before Christ and originated in India. And right now, they have 1 billion followers. And their texts vary. They have different texts. Hinduism is a collective term applied to many philosophical and religious traditions native to India. They acknowledge multitudes of gods and goddesses. Hinduism does not have a specific moment of origin, nor a specific founder. That's why it can be traced when it spread around 1750 before Christ. Of the major religions of the world, this is the one that you cannot find a founder. We move from Hinduism in history to Judaism. The Hebrew, who we know as Abraham, he was called to go to Egypt around 2091 before Christ. So you may ask, wait a minute, wouldn't Abraham's commitment religion make it older than Hinduism? Not really, because Abraham did not start a movement. He didn't spread the knowledge that he was receiving from God. He was just following God's instructions. And really, he was not evangelizing anyone. He was just being obedient to God's call to move from the region of the Chaldeans all the way to Egypt. Then, within that population, as you become acquainted with Exodus and Genesis, you know that Abraham's descendants grew into a great population in Egypt. Then Moses became the instrument of God to hand down to the Jews the law of God, known as the five books, the Torah, in 1448 before Christ. So we can say that that's the time when you have a large population that have this direction of life, this is standards for living. And that's when Judaism really started, not before. Most estimates indicate that there are about 13 to 14 million Jews at the present in the world. You may say, well, they're not a big population. And you're right. In comparison to Hinduism, they're 1 billion. Yes, you know, they're not that much. But let us not forget why Abraham was called and what was going to happen through Abraham's descendant, meaning one person who is Christ. You know the story. And Judaism is a belief, a faith of one God, monotheistic. And they have the five books, as I mentioned, of the law, and the Talmud, which is all kinds of writings. I mean, the volumes that they have is overwhelming. Then we have Buddhism, that was started by Siddhartha Gautama, also called Buddha. It started what we know as Buddhism in the 3rd century before Christ, and it started in India as an offshoot of Hinduism. It is estimated there are about 300 million followers worldwide. Their belief is that there is no God, but there are enlightened beings or Buddhas throughout history, and they use different texts, many writings. Then we come to Christianity. Of course, Jesus Christ, who was crucified around the year 30 AD in Jerusalem, there are over 2 billion professing followers of him. And Christianity believes in one true God. And the scriptures are the Bible. And we have different groups within Christianity. It evolved from its early life to a centralized, institutionalized Roman Catholic Church up until the separation of Christians into the Eastern Orthodox Church in AD 1054. Then, in the 1500s, to what has become known as the Protestants and then Evangelicals. And from there, we have all these denominations within Christianity. What we don't see that the statistics embrace the many pseudo-Christian groups. There are a lot of them. They are not considered within this over 2 billion people. Christianity obviously is fragmented in many ways, and that's how it has been for since the first split that took place after the Christian movement in Rome consolidated their position, and then they centralized their power and it became the Holy Roman Empire. Now, the next one that was born was Islam. You know, Muhammad is the founder, and he was born AD 570 at Mecca in Saudi Arabia. And the number of Muslims is 1.5 billion. They also believe in one God, and there's the scriptures, their book is the Quran. Almost 90% of the Muslims are Sunnis, and the Shiites are the second largest group. The Shiites split from the Sunnis in 632 when Muhammad died. And we see that these four major religions are the most well-known. And of course, there are many other religions that we are not even going to mention. And we also know that there are different beliefs with different social outcomes. So let us review what I just stated. A nation produces the kind of culture of their beliefs. In Hinduism, since they have all this understanding of the cycles of life, you die, you come back in many forms, known as the reincarnation. Different than what it was sold as reincarnation in the Western world, in the original Hinduism beliefs, you can reincarnate just about in anything. So that keeps people looking at the present from the past and towards the future with the hopes that they can one day perfect themselves. And the social problems that that religion causes has been detrimental throughout thousands of years, because the religion says, you know what, that person, whatever that person is going through, is a price that that person needs to pay for something they did in the past. So we see the effects in the overall perspective towards the future. I travel in many parts of India for a while, and I saw the devastation of that belief. Wonderful people as humans, but the effects of their beliefs, they are revealed in their culture that needs a tremendous change, as stated by many politicians. They are now mixing a lot of the Western perspective of industry that is helping the nation to become more and more involved in the world of economics. And you can see the changes and the effects, but the religion still predominates among them. Then we move to see Judaism. Of course, you know, Israel has been in the news a lot. You have also seen people's feelings and understanding of the Jewish population. They're dispersed throughout the world. And we know that Christ came from that race. So we move on to what we know as Buddhism. And Buddhism also being so close to the Hinduist way of
life or perspective, even though it changes because they say there is no God, they don't believe in all these gods as the Hindus do, but that doesn't stop them from having a philosophy of life. And when you look at some nations, they're totally dominated by Buddhism, you see this same need among that people for tremendous changes. China was influenced by Buddhism, Japan was influenced by Buddhism, and you know the history of both nations at the present. Then let me jump to Islam. Islam is also a mixture of Jewish scripture and Christian, the gospel, and the letters of the apostles, because Muhammad mixed them, and on top of that, he set his own perspectives of how to interpret life and the afterlife, and they have the Quran. When you look at the nations, they are under the influence of the religion of Islam. You can see also the tremendous need for clarification about the purpose of life. I understand also that there is other nations, they profess the religion of Islam. They're not as radical as the ones in the Middle East, and that doesn't change the fact that they still have the same foundation, the same scriptures, which is the Quran. In all these nations, you have this struggle that people have to get the understanding how their societies can be really part of a system that can have a better future. And they borrow ideas that they're established from different perspectives to make things move, even though they want to cling to their religious roots. And then if you add to all that in the mixing what atheism has done to the world, then you have a tremendous situation with the human race. Now, Jesus Christ, the biblical Jesus, the reason he's different is that he really did not establish a religion. Even though we are piled up with the concept of religion, but if you look at the life of Christ, the life of Muhammad, the life of Buddha, you will see that he was not a common human. And that's why Jesus stands apart from other prominent religious leaders for different reasons. His extraordinary conception, as we know, and this is what we celebrate, and this is what we are reminded every Christmas and throughout the year, how Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit, meaning God coming to take the form of man, even though many cultures, many religions had this idea about this God-man, but now in Christ, you have the reality that God did become a man, and his public life manifested marvelous, powerful knowledge about the created world, life, purpose, meaning, and he brought something to humanity that no other religious leader was able to provide. Yes, there's a lot of moral teachings in other leaders. However, Christ brought the truth of God to the dimension that every person is able to understand him and understand God, the creator of all things. So not only his teaching was extraordinary, but his actions were extraordinary. The reason why he died for humanity, he resurrected from the dead, he ascended to heaven, and he rules seated at the right hand of God Almighty. No other mortal has accomplished that. And of course, this is where the fight is. all these religions reject this reality because they want to dominate all the ideologies that go against the reality of Christ, against the reality of God, against the revealed truth of God. They fight against all this because they don't want God to rule over them like if he needed permission from the human race. Christ, the Christ of the Bible, is the historical Jesus that has facts that revealed that he is the only one to have ever lived a perfect, sinless life. No other one has accomplished that. Regardless of what your opinion is about the Bible or its writings, no other leader makes such a claim or is credited to have had such a life. Absolutely no one. Many want us to believe there is a fairy tale, especially the atheist. I know that those who hate religion, if you understand what they're saying, it makes sense when it comes to religion and the damage that religion has done to humanity. I just mentioned the main ones, and yes, they are detrimental for the people of the world. I've been in those nations, and you can see the effects of the ideas, the culture, because of their beliefs. And yet, when you look at Christianity, we don't fare any better when it comes to stability, to right living. We still have a lot of problems, not because that's the way God intended for us to live, but that's because God's people do not embrace God's absolutes, and they don't live any different than the non-followers of Christ. So we have all these problems, and yet God still reached out to us, and this Christmas is a reminder that God did become a man, and that men can have this life, this forgiveness of sin, all this that makes us really do awful things. And that's why no religion is capable of transforming life, no matter how much they use morality from their perspective. It doesn't transform the life of individuals, because individuals need to renew their mind and they need something more powerful than themselves. And that's why Christ came and gave us the life that can help us carry all this with success.
Merely studying religion will always cause a great disappointment in those who are studying the religions of the world. But when they focus on the person of Christ, then that's a totally different story. I'm thinking of Lee Strobel. Lee Strobel was an avowed atheist, and he took it upon himself, a journalist, and his investigative abilities. He took it upon himself to begin to investigate the biblical claims of the Christ of the Bible. And once he got to the bottom of investigating who Christ was, he went from being an avowed atheist to a devout Christian, and now presents the case for Christ all over the world. So Christ is what makes the difference, not a religion, not a denomination, no matter if they call themselves Christians or not.
The reason for that is because Jesus' message is unmatched. No one can compete with Jesus' message. While other religious leaders pointed toward some other person or entity for encouragement, motivation, for hope, Jesus' unique teachings pointed to whom? To himself. And he claimed to be God in bodily form. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No other one attributed to himself those words. They always had to point to some other direction. And Christ says, no, you want another Father? You have to accept my life, my truth, my way. The reason for this is that Jesus is God. And throughout the Bible, we have numerous evidences for the absolute deity of Jesus Christ. Let me read you what John wrote about Jesus in chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Powerful. No other religious leader can say that. Hebrews says in chapter 1, verse 8 through 11, as he quotes some of the prophetic revelation before Christ was born, he says this, but of the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. This portion of the letter to the Hebrews, it's acknowledging that Christ existed before the universe was created. And it is also very clear that God loves righteousness and he hates wickedness. And that's why Christ came to rescue us from our wicked life. And it is also a gift that no one can provide for us that has everlasting rewards, starting at the moment that we accept the gift of life in Christ Jesus. This is why Jesus is different, that we need to know more about him on a daily basis, regardless the date that he was born. The fact is that he was born for the purpose of removing the sin of the human race, restoring individuals before God so we can produce God's works, so we can transform cultures to the understanding of God's principles. And give God a gift of saying, you invest this much in my life, and this is what I bring to you, because we are all going to pass from this earth to the next life. So Christmas is a very meaningful time of the year to remember where all began and where everything changes. Let us be grateful by producing the kind of fruit God expects us to produce. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us in this broadcast. May these truths challenge and change your heart. We hope today's topic has truly enriched your life so we can make America strong again. This program is made possible by the generous financial support of our listeners. All donations are tax deductible. We would love to hear your questions and comments. Please visit our website at www.culturallegacy.org. You may email us at cl@culturallegacy.org or write to The Future of America, P.O. Box 38456, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27438. Call us at 1-877-732-2887. Again, 1-877-732-2887. Remember, you are a person of positive or negative influence. What you do today will impact the future.